we read about the sin of the chet ego, the sin of the golden calf. And many of the Mefarshim commentators are bothered by how could it be? The Jewish people, with all the nisim nefuos, they left Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah. And yet, such a short time later, they were nechshol in the sin of the chet, the sin of the ego hazav. Of course, the famous Eben Ezra about they had the slave mentality and other reasons. But as other Mefarshim point out, and you could apply it here, you could apply it to many other places. In fact, we could apply it to Har Sinai, that the Meshech Chochma writes that when the Jewish people, well, the Chazal tell us that Har Sinai lost its Kedusha once they came down and they blew the shofar and showing Ad Khan. The question is, Har Sinai, the Gilui Shechina, how could the Kedusha not apply? The whole discussion, they say over Meiser with Rav Gorin, that after, I think it was 67, one of the wars, and a different discussion, where is Har Sinai? But he said something, he wanted to go up to Har Sinai, now that it's in our possession. So people say, like, what do you mean? There's no Kedusha left on Har Sinai. And he said, yeah, but in Pirkei Avos it says that the Vaskal comes out every day and rumble. So, and he's waiting, you know, every Jew has a connection to Torah daily, but the point being is, the Meshech Chochma makes is that since we didn't do anything, we just were makabel the Torah, we were very passive, so anything in life, for something to be meaningful and lasting, you have to put an effort into it. So, like Rav Chaim Shmulevitz writes by the ego hazav, but he says it more by the Erev Rav, but it can apply to, as well to other people, that basically how could they reach such a low level is because they didn't, it was basically at Kriyas Yamsuf was given as a gift. We saw a higher level, a Shifcha on the Yam saw more than a lot of the great Nevi'im, so it was given to as a gift. A Navi has to work hard to get a Nebuah. So we got it as a gift, and especially the Eira Rav, so therefore it doesn't have the same impact. And that's, we see the same we showed throughout by Bilam HaRasha. Bilam, they say, a Navi Yisrael, Bilam was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of pure Nebuah. There's no one like Moshe in Ba'umasa Olam Kum. So yet we know he was terrible. Bilam is not known as a big role model, and he ended up wanting to curse Klal Yisrael, all the incidents with the donkey. So how could it be? Because, as the Mefarshim point out, he didn't have to work as a Nevuah. Maybe he was getting Nevuah because you had to give some of the Nevuah in order to keep the balance in the world. But that's the Yisro. We just had the Siyam Hashas not that long ago, and we just finished Maseches Brachas last week. So we make people make a Siyam, and we talk about Aniyamo Behemo. We work and they work. We work and receive reward. They work and don't receive reward. What do you mean? Bill Gates gets a big paycheck. Warren Buffett. And so it is. Then no. And as the Chofetz Chaim pointed out, someone goes to a shoemaker, a tailor, and instead of giving them a $5 bill or a $10 bill, they give them a $100 bill. And he said, what are you talking about? It says $10 for this. He says, you don't understand. I had a migraine headache. I wasn't feeling well. I put in enough effort. I deserve $100. So he said, yeah, I agree with you. But I'm paying for the results, not for the effort. And therefore, I'm only paying you $10. But when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rewards us not only on the result, but on the effort. And that's why the Yisod in life in general, and many other examples, is the more you more effort you put into anything, the more meaningful it is, and the more it remains. And that's why the Avi Nezer, the Shem Yishmael points out, that's why we have the Samer Motzoi Shabbos, because we lose in the Shema Yisera. Why don't we have Bisamim on Motzi Yantiv, the Gmar HaYantiv? Yes, so that's the Machokas. If you assume there's no Neshama Yisera on Yantiv, so then you obviously know no Bisamim. But according to the opinions that say there is, and yet we still don't make Havdalah, so that's what the Shein Yishuv explains, is because Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos, God HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to do anything 6 days a week, and the seventh day Shabbos comes whether we like it or not. We do a token kiddush to bring it in. When it comes to Yantav, it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So by Shabbos we didn't work for it. The kedusha comes by itself. So when Shabbos leaves, like at Har Sinai, the neshama Yisera leaves. So we have a sudden loss. So we need to smell besamim. But the Gemara Yantav is Mekayis are worked on bringing in Yantif. When we Mekayish Api Ariya, now we have a calendar set up, but from a conceptual point of view, and therefore we don't lose on this. Even if you assume you have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif also, it sticks around for a little bit. It dissipates slowly, and therefore there's no need for the Besamim. So that's the Yisod here. What caused the Erev Rav and others to do the Ego Hazav after seeing such Gilui Shechina, because you can see all the miracles you want, but unless you internalize them and put in effort, so then usually things in life aren't meaningful, and they usually don't last as well.